For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's no terrorism suspected in the theft of a commuter plane from a Seattle airport on Friday. No passengers were aboard. The airline mechanic who took it told air traffic controllers he was a broken guy. The Air National Guard scrambled fighter jets, and the stolen plane crashed a short time later on a small island in Puget Sound. More from KIRO TV reporter Gary Horcher.
They believe this de Havilland Dash 8 was an empty plane, completely out of service, parked in the cargo hold area. They say that it was completely wide open. There's not a lot of security there only because the people who have security clearance are the only people who have access to that area.
The plane belonged to Horizon Airlines, which is owned by Alaska Air. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight? Between you and me, it makes me feel really good." People have also started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
Hi, I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Monsanto has lost in a court case. USA's Rick Vincent explains.
Dwayne Lee Johnson, a former school groundskeeper, took on the pesticide company Monsanto, claiming the products Roundup Pro and Ranger Pro did not provide sufficient warning about the adverse health effects of using the weed killer. Friday, the 37-year-old, who's suffering from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, learned he took down the giant. A jury in San Francisco awarded Mr. Johnson over $250 million.
I'm glad to be here to help with this situation, but a cause is way bigger than me.
Monsanto is facing thousands of similar lawsuits. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Mendocino wildfire burning north of San Francisco, the largest fire in California history, is 60% contained now. But the Holy Fire south of Los Angeles is threatening thousands of homes and has grown to nearly 30 square miles. Firefighters have made some progress, but gusty winds are coming and could fan the flames. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-780. That's 800-780-9000.
President Trump is firing back at the latest NFL player protests during the national anthem. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The president made it clear last year where he stood on the issue.
They should stand. You have to stand.
Now, after more than a dozen players knelt or raised their fists before Thursday night's first preseason games, the president tweets on Friday morning, "The NFL players are at it again, taking a knee when they should be standing proudly for our national anthem." He added, "Find another way to protest. Stand proudly for your anthem or be suspended without pay." The NFL and the Players Association still negotiate a permanent policy when it comes to conduct during the anthem. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The State Department confirms that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has spoken to the Russian foreign minister on the recently imposed economic sanctions on Moscow and on Syria. With more, here's John Clemens.
Mr. Pompeo spoke at length to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. I spoke to Mike Tran at the U.S. State Department, who read the release attributable to spokesperson Heather Nauert.
Secretary Pompeo reiterated that the United States seeks an improved relationship with Russia and agreed to future dialogue. The secretary discussed with Minister Lavrov recent sanctions imposed on Russia pursuant to the Chemical and Biological Weapons and Warfare Elimination Act of 1991, and the secretary discussed the ongoing challenges in Syria.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave. We're bringing you education, information, and communication to all who have served veterans, active duty, and first responders. Brought to you on the Armed Forces Radio Network and the USA Radio Network, and live stream on Facebook or join us on Alliance for the Brave. I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran. Went through Vietnam, man. I knew the way of the Gulf of Tonkin. And joining me, my partner in crime and or evil, the absolutely dapper and suave number one
force,
Mr. Cool, Ron Abrams.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, not wearing a suit this morning.
I am not.
But you look rather distinguished.
Indeed. I decided to invite some very distinguished brothers of mine, of my military fraternity. Kappa Lambda Chi Military Fraternity Incorporated. I was really excited about this because I was always looking for a fraternity, a Greek letter, that would do something a whole lot more substantial for the community, especially when it comes to children, reading to children, helping them with their literacy. And this one really stood out to me. And at the ripe young age of 52, I decided to take that step. And much to my surprise, many of these brothers still have the fervor of 22-year-olds and 18-year-olds, because they're doing the things that basically the Texas Veterans Commission does, and that is helping veterans and helping the community at large.
Well, old sailors never die. We just get a little bit salty, right?
Gotcha. However.
All right, introduce these guys. These guys are fabulous. I've been getting to know one of your brothers who was Navy.
Yes.
He was on the Hawk. So introduce your brothers, man. What a great group of guys you brought in this morning.
I appreciate it, Jim. First of all, I want to introduce Mr. Deshaun Brother Jabez Shepherd, U.S. Army retired, 20 years. Right now he's working JROTS at Pasco High School in the big city of Fort Worth, Texas. The second gentleman, Brian Brother Sanctified Green, and we'll explain the brothers here, the brother name and everything, why they were gifted those particular names. Brian Brother Sanctified Green, U.S. Army, with 23 years of service, currently serving in the United States Army Guard / Reserves. Third brother, Brother Gerald Gravity Moore, and that, I'm going to add the senior on there. He loves that. retired U.S. Army, 20 years. And I got to give a big shout out to Brother Vincent Nima Smith. He's also retired U.S. Marine Corps, 20 years. He couldn't make it in today. I guess he ate at a very, very nice restaurant last night, so he's recovering. But shout out to you, Brother Nima.
Hey, man, what a great group of guys. Gravity, you said you were transportation?
Yes, sir.
With a name like Gravity, you should have been a jumper, buddy. You should have been a ranger.
Technically, I am airborne qualified.
Cool.
Jumped out of planes, whole 9 yards. So I'll jump from anything. You put a truck in front of me, I'll jump out behind it, you name it. It don't stop, so we keep it going. And gravity symbolizes holding it down.
Yeah. Hey, I like that. Tell us a little bit more about your fraternity, Ron.
Well, I'm going to let our distinguished brother to my far right. He's been in the fraternity a whole lot longer than I have. As a matter of fact, I crossed in spring of this year. So I just rather let everything flow a whole lot more smoother. All right. So, Brother Sanctified, take it away.
Well, I don't know about being in there longer than you, but I've actually been there, you know, for a few months now, but actually, it is a wonderful fraternity. I actually am out of
ADA chapter out of South Carolina, recently PCS'd here to Dallas-Fort Worth area, where now I'm joined with my, you know, wonderful brothers of Dallas-Fort Worth slash Killeen area, trying to still do that good work that we do for Kappa Lambda Chi Military Fraternity Incorporated. But in that, like I said, it's a bunch of gentlemen, or as we say, brothers, that have come together, whether it be past, present, that have served in the military. One thing that has definitely distinguished us amongst those is that, you know, if you're out, you have to be honorably discharged in order to be in the fraternity. And then, or you have to have still good behavior while you're in the military.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Unfortunately, definitely. I'm able to say I have good behavior still, so I'm able to be in the fraternity.
Definitely.
But, but other than that, though, you know, it started back with three gentlemen that had a vision. And with that vision came what we know now as Kappa Lambda Chi Military Fraternity Incorporated. Three men embarked out to try to join brothers of military with similar experiences. We do not, and I'll go ahead and say this, we do not, you know, look at ourselves as better than any other Greek organization, but we embrace all the other Greek organizations as well. The only thing is that we're just men that served in the military, are currently still serving, that we just have that special bond. We definitely try to thrive off of one main principle, which is giving back to the community. That is the biggest attraction for me with the fraternity, is that, you know, our community service that we take very proudly in. And one thing about the fraternity is, if you don't do your community service in your hours, you can't be active. And that's something that speaks highly about the fraternity, is that we take that very serious. You know, yeah, money and everything else is good, pay your dues and stuff, but if you don't do your community service and give back your time to the community, give your time back to a military-affiliated organization, then you can't be active in the fraternity. And that's the one thing that definitely separates us differently from other organizations when it comes to our community services, that we pride ourselves on not only serving this country but giving back to the community. But, you know, I'm not just one that has some ideas. I'm going to pass it off to some of these other gentlemen that can definitely share, you know, their thoughts of the fraternity as
but
well.
I will say this, though. You got to teach us some golf skills. He actually well, tell us a little bit about that, because you were chosen. About the golf tournament.
I was recently. I just recently returned. Now marks a year that I just got back from deployment. I was deployed for 3.5 years.
Where'd you go?
Afghanistan, Iraq, Kuwait, and Jordan. So I had served time overseas for the last 3.5 years prior to coming back home. But on my way back home, the USO. Actually, Red Cross partnered with PGA, and they had brought me back home and honored me at the Quicken Loans Golf Tournament last year, and I was caddy for Ricky Fowler.
Cool.
And that was a surprise for my son and daughter and some of my family members to surprise them, as I was honored at the golf tournament, which was their first that the PGA Golf Association actually did to honor an individual at a golf tournament. During that week of the festivities for Quicken Loans. That was the first step for PGA, so I do want to thank PGA and Quicken Loans for that, because it was definitely truly an honor to just be able to see my children and in that environment, the welcome that I got back from everyone, from the professionals, from Ricky Fowler and all the golf professionals, but even those that were just attending the golf tournament. It felt real special to know that what you're doing and the time that you sacrifice for your family and for your friends to come back home and be embraced like that really meant a lot. So, yeah, I definitely I'm getting back into my avid golfing now. But I'm definitely, you know, hey, you give me a set of clubs, I'm out there.
There you go. You
know, hey, so you're good, huh?
I wouldn't say good, but I'm getting back into the swing of things. So hopefully within the next couple of months, I am going to be in a tournament here in Dallas. So hopefully in a couple of months. I'll be able to pick back up where I left off.
Are we going to see you out there playing against Tiger one of these days?
You know what? If God leads me that direction, I'll definitely go that direction.
Man, I'm pulling for you. Hey, you could just tell everybody, by the way, instead of a 9-iron, I carry a, you know, an AR.
Brother Gravity, I'm gonna hold off. I'm going to wait 1 second for you so you guys can adjust your mic, bring it towards you. But I'm going to take it back over to my left and let Brother Omnity give us a little background here.
Oh, background. My name is William Daniels, known as my brothers as Brother Omnity. I've been in the fraternity. I crossed in the winter of 18, which was last March.
Now, why did they call you? Why did they give you your name? Of
my name. My name is gifted to me. It means. How do I say this?
Take your time, brother. Take your time.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where, first of all, when we were told we had to gift each other our names, it was kind of a challenge because you're bunched up together with these guys that you barely kind of know, and you have to kind of get to know them and try to figure out the best name that fits their personality and everything.
Which is part of the prerequisites. I mean, you have to know each other, all your line brothers' histories, what branches of service, all of that.
Right? All of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, trying to go through that process and doing it from a distance is a challenge in itself because not everybody was kind of in one city. So we were all doing this via telephone, conference
call.
There
you go.
But it's also part of the journey. It's what makes our journey, our line, that much better, our stronger, within our line brothers. As far as my name, it means all comprehensive. And
absolutely, he's a sailor. Absolutely.
Exactly. It's all comprehensive. The word can be kind of related to divinity, but I never claimed that I am close to being divine in no sense. But it has.
Well, whatsoever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So.
True, but I will not claim that I am divine.
Okay, okay. You're enlightened.
That's my line, brother.
Enlightened.
That's my line, brother. Enlightenment.
And he is a brother.
I'm sorry. Continue. You were going to tell us about your military branch. Real quick.
My military branch, I am Navy all the way. I was stationed on several ships. I was stationed on USS Kitty Hawk, USS Constellation, the USS Princeton, the Ogden, the USNS Concord. I've done three years of shore duty in there. So I did a lot of sea tours, deployed several times over. As far as why the fraternity is just kind of what my brother Sanctify said is it is definitely an extension of the camaraderie that we have in the military.
Right.
There is nothing, in my opinion, that comes close to it. I mean, we are all different branches, but we can rag on each other because of our branches. And at the same time, we are there for each other. We know what each other has gone through.
There we go.
So that camaraderie, that brotherhood is, this is just an extension of that.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of ragging, when you did your shore duty, were you a CB at that time?
No.
No, I'm messing with you. Brother Gravity.
Named Gerald Gravity Moore. 20 years active duty, United States Army. Many, many tours to include 2 years in Korea, 3 years in Germany. I was also stationed at Fort Hood, 1st Cav. For 7 years, did some time at Fort Monroe, Virginia, worked under the world-famous, military-famous name of Abrams, which was General Abrams.
There we go.
Worked under his son.
No relation, by the way.
No relation. worked under his son and at TRADOC headquarters. So that was a very, very eye-opening assignment. Also did some time at Fort Riley, Kansas. Where else? Bosnia.
And your name. Why were you gifted Brother Gravity? Now, do we need to go ahead and take the break real quick? Or, okay. Share the history.
Well, I got the name Gravity I was gifted the name Gravity from my line brothers. Being what we call an ace of the line. I'm the number one, I'm going to have to say the shortest guy of the line.
I don't believe that. I tell you what, let's do. When we come back after this word from all of our partners, let's talk more about Gravity. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams with a bunch of great guys from Kappa Lambda Chi. We'll be right back after these words on Alliance for the Brave.
1160 AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by the Spice and Tea Exchange at 319 South Main Street. In mid-November of 1845, settlers from Missouri, the Archibald Leonard family, B.J. and Hiram Crowley, Ambrose Foster, and the family of Judge Jacob Moorhead settled near Lonesome Dove. 2 years later, the Lonesome Dove Baptist Church was established south of Judge Moorhead's place near Grapevine.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange. We started in Fort Worth and just really loved the Grapevine area. We wanted to capture the folks that were from Dallas that came to the stockyards that said, oh, this is so far for us. And Grapevine is such a beautiful area. We decided that that was a perfect place for our second location.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange.
Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A and the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548. And our Homebridge company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Island, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at allianceforthebrave.com.
Are you looking for a company that works strictly in entertainment? Whether it's photography, videography, filmmaking, well, look no further. Check out Pete Persaud Entertainment. Pete Persaud Entertainment is local. It's local in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they have a ton of experience creating production from thought and vision to final product. For more information, go to PetePersaud.com. It's Pete, P-E-R-S-A-U-D.com. Or go to Pete Persaud Entertainment on Facebook. Life can be tough enough, and when we don't have someone that we can talk with about our day-to-day issues and the problems and the things that we want in our life, it can be overwhelming. When we tend to look to our family and friends for all the answers, well, we normally come up short. It's time to talk to someone who not only cares, but can give you the clarity and honesty that you deserve. My name is Ashley Burgess. I'm a licensed therapist and life coach in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. For more information on me, go to ashleyburgess.com. That's Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, and let's work together.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
Leaders pull, bosses push. Every one of us has had a boss. You don't like to be pushed. Americans don't like to be pushed. Texans particularly don't like to be pushed. Remember, as a leader, if you push people, they're going to resist. Try to pull them instead. Leaders pull, bosses push. Leaders bring people to them. Leaders bring people to them and inspire them and get them to do things because they want to do it. Leaders pull, bosses push. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
And we are back. We are back. I'm Ron Abrams, Regional Outreach Coordinator for the Texas Veterans Commission, recently redesignated as the District Outreach Coordinator. But I am now in studio with my brethren from Kappa Lambda Chi Military Fraternity Incorporated, AU. We also have a young man who just came in, and we're going to allow him to give his history as far as his history on his gifted name, his military career, things of that nature, and then we'll get right into the subject matter at hand. But Brother Jabez, step on the mic.
Well, I'm Brother Deshaun Jabez Shepherd, and I've my military career was 20 years. 20 years, retired first sergeant. I'm not going to give you the background. I'm currently serving as a JROTC instructor in Fort Worth at Pasco High School. My background in the fraternity, I'm probably the longest serving brother in the fraternity so far. I actually crossed winter of 14. So I'm on actually the longest, most complete line still in the fraternity over these years. National Line Gamma, AU, say that. And my gifted name came from the Bible, Jabez. It's really simple. Jabez was a man who was whose life was cursed. He was born in pain, and he asked God to increase his territory, and God did, and he told God that he would serve him all the days of his life. Before I even knew the story of Jabez, I actually was going through the same thing, and I stood in my backyard and asked God to fix some of the issues in my life, and I would serve him all the days of my life. And my brothers heard that story, and they gifted me the name Jabez.
Outstanding, outstanding. Before we get into the questions the rest of the program, I wanted to talk about my background as well. For those who are just tuning in, again, my name is Ron Abrams, and my gifted name is Brother Kronos. The Line Brothers felt it necessary to stress the fact that I was the oldest brother on the line. Yeah, and at 52 years old, they chose brother. They gifted me the name of Brother Kronos, and of course, Kronos is the god of time, and so they did that, and I happily accepted it. But I will tell you again, one of the best military fraternities I've ever come across. Actually, is the best because of what we're doing for the community, what we're doing for veterans. And the children. I mean, we've got a lot of brothers who are volunteering to help young children with their literacy. We're adopting highways, doing the cleaning for some of the highways out there. And even our sister fraternity, Kappa Epsilon Psi, shout out to them, the Keys. Shout out to y'all for what you guys are doing, especially those down in San Antonio and Killeen. They're really doing a great job down there. A special shout out to Sister Ethereal Essence. She's the chaplain for that particular chapter down there. But I wanted to get into some of the history, gentlemen, so that we can share it with the public and let them know what a great organization we're a part of. Brother J-Buzz, if you don't mind, share with us an idea as to how many members we have throughout the world.
So currently we have... we're right over 1,000 members right now, and that's including Korea. We're about to have a crossing in Spain here in the next month, I believe. So we're moving across not only United States, but also we're making a statement overseas also.
Most definitely. Now, I also wanted to get into what it takes to become a member. I know there's a lot of questions out there, but I wanted to go a little bit more in-depth and to let everyone know how easy it is and sometimes how hard it could be, too, because you have to be committed.
Right.
So if we can touch on that. And as a matter of fact, I'll open the floor to any brother who wants to share that information. Brother Gravity.
Yes. What we're speaking about in particular is the intake process. It takes quite a bit of, like you say, commitment to include finances. To become what we consider ourselves as Lambda Man. Now the intake process is simple, but it is diverse in its own way. There is a background check, so we have to make sure that we're getting top notch individuals.
Yes.
From the military, and we consider everyone in the military top notch. However, you know, some people have bumps in the road. No big deal. And we just make sure we do a strict screening process.
And that's open to any branch of service?
Any branch of service.
Okay. Even Coast Guard?
Coast Guard.
Okay. You guys are tough. All right. It's Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams, and we've got a great group of guys from Kappa Lambda Chi here. We're talking about fraternity. We're talking about brotherhood. We're talking about being a part of something that is continuing the mission. So there's
for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's no terrorism suspected in the theft of a commuter plane from a Seattle airport on Friday. No passengers were aboard. The airline mechanic who took it told air traffic controllers he was a broken guy. The Air National Guard scrambled fighter jets, and the stolen plane crashed a short time later on a small island in Puget Sound. More from KIRO TV reporter Gary Horcher.
They believe this de Havilland Dash 8 was an empty plane, completely out of service, parked in the cargo hold area. They say that it was completely wide open. There's not a lot of security there, only because the people who have security clearance are the only people who have access to that area.
The plane belonged to Horizon Airlines, which is owned by Alaska Air. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea. A trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to allianceforthebrave.com.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pudge Rodriguez, and Anthony Kim have enjoyed themselves at the Nancy Lieberman Charities Celebrity Golf Classic. This is Nancy. This day is about friends, fun, and philanthropy. At this tournament, your contributions benefit the children served by Nancy Lieberman Charities. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancyliebermancharities.org and be a part of our team.
50 years of racing here at Michigan International Speedway.
The Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series.
215 miles an hour.
With only four races left to qualify for the playoffs.
Brad Keselowski.
Kurt Busch by inches. Here comes Ryan Blaney.
Some of NASCAR's biggest stars are hustling to stay in contention.
And Kyle Larson pedaling as hard as they can.
The Consumers Energy 400 at Michigan. Sunday at 12:30 on the Motor Racing Network.
Don't miss the Consumers Energy 400. Tomorrow at 12:30. Only on 1160 AM KBDT.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army retired.
The higher in rank you are, the calmer you must be. The higher your position, the calmer you must be in front of the people that you lead. No one wants to follow someone who runs around yelling and screaming and has lost it. Leaders cannot afford to lose it. Leaders have to remain in control. If you're not in control, you are out of control. Therefore, the higher in rank you are, the calmer you must be. Give clear and precise instructions. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services.
and Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
And we are back. We are back. Thank you for tuning in to today's program. I'm Ron Abrams, District Outreach Coordinator for the Texas Veterans Commission. And I'm also known, better known as Brother Kronos to my line brothers and my fraternity. That's Kappa Lambda Chi Military Fraternity Incorporated. And we are privileged to have a good number of my brothers on the show today. And if you missed the last segment, we were talking about some of the prerequisites you need and how the intake process runs, you know, as far as joining the fraternity itself. And I just want to reiterate the fact that we do not discriminate against any military branch. All branches are welcome. And that includes Coast Guard. A lot of people will, you know, throw those branches out there and then they just forget all about the Coast Guard. But they are very important. They have a basic training just like we do. And they're doing a great job out there. So we welcome every single branch. And another shout out to our sister organization, Kappa Epsilon Psi, better known as the Keys, especially our sisters down in San Antonio, Texas, and Killeen. We just had a gentleman walk in. He gave his background as far as what he's done in the military, is more predominantly in the Army, him being a first sergeant and whatnot. But we also talked about what we do by far by way of community service and how that we're helping the children. We're helping clean up a lot of our highways and byways. We're volunteering and things of that nature. And Brother Gravity, we'd like to ask him to share a particular instance as far as what he's doing with and for the children that he's working with. Brother Gravity.
Yes, sir. Currently, I've been designated as what we call a membership coordinator, i.e. recruiter in a way. And what I stand out to do in a lot of cases is, you know, recruit new members. As you just spoke, we do a lot of community service. I mean, in community service, it ranges from, I mean, with myself and Bro Omnity, we go to assisted living facilities and we help with the elderly. That's one of our biggest, things, to include helping organizations clean, pick up trash. I mean, whatever. If whatever it is we can do to uplift our community and make our community better, then we are committed to doing so. There is a little process we have to go through to make sure that that we're okay to do that. It's an approval, if you will, and we do get that. What you guys are speaking of in terms of myself and dealing with children, I recently just teamed up with Pastor Donald Parrish, and he is the head of an organization called Be a Steady Hand. And what that sets out to do is mentor our youth in the Oak Cliff area of Dallas, high schools, Dallas Independent School District. And a lot of these kids are not as fortunate as, you know, as we were, in a sense of having people that truly cared about us and would reach out to us in a heartbeat. As you all can relate to, when we were younger, if you did something, it didn't matter if it was your mother or father, they would still take a hand to you. You know, and then tell your parents, or other objects, right? Exactly. So you know, but
you guys should have been in my generation. Yeah, man. Yeah.
But Be a Steady Hand is committed to mentoring youth in high school at this point. It's sort of the first go round, and Reverend Pastor Donald Parrish, this is the opening gate to this organization being a mentorship type program. Kappa Lambda Chi. What I'm trying to do is to get us teamed up with Be a Steady Hand so we can
you know, share our experiences, especially with some of the students that are looking maybe to even join the military at some point. So the ROTC programs. So it doesn't stop there. I mean, just be a mentor in his own right.
You know, that is so incredibly important because there's so few of us veterans in the community, percentage-wise. And I've gone and spoken at elementary schools, and many of these kids have never met a veteran. And that's kind of tragic because we carry those values going forward. The values that guys like you are talking about are so important, and people need to know about that. Mm-hmm. But especially within so many children today that are in single family or single parent families. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that my wife just did was she was able to send her grandson to Marine Military Academy down in Harlingen. And that was the greatest experience for that kid to all of a sudden be for a month with military, with Marines, and be in that environment, that summer camp. Mm-hmm. And I think what you're doing is so important because not only that, you're setting a standard of honor and dignity in our military pride. And just because we got out, we still raised our right hand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. If I could interject, I'd just like to take a minute to take it back to the brand for a minute. If anybody's interested in becoming a member of Kappa Lambda Chi Military Fraternity Incorporated, you go to militaryfraternity.com and read all about us and our initiatives, My Brother's Keeper, and all our community outreach programs that we have going on. I also like to speak to a couple programs like we have, I mean, that I'm involved in personally because of the high school I teach in. We have Girl State from, you have the Girl State, Boy State, STEM camps, different things that you really want to get your children involved in. If you hear about these things, reach out. If you have children in high school, reach out to the ROTC programs and find out, ask them about the STEM camp. We have a robotics program that children will be involved in now. Anything that you can do, it's not just about what we do in Kappa Lambda Chi, but we want to stimulate our parents to get back involved with your children in their extracurricular activities.
Yes, sir.
That's what we want to do. We can't do it by ourselves. We can only assist. We want all the help that we can. Thank you.
You know, one of the big things that Ron and I talk about, too, is the opportunities, because I'm involved in Navy League, and we support the Sea Cadets. And then I've had Rich Children, who is the head of your ROTC program over in Fort Worth, mm-hmm. for the whole Fort Worth ISD. Rich, mm-hmm. he's a very good friend of mine. These things, you're right, people don't know about. And we've got to educate not only families, but children. And then when you go past that, they had several young men that went through the Sea Cadets program and got their wings, became licensed pilots, flying, I think, with the Civil Air Patrol.
Right.
And so the opportunities for education, advancement, and many of these young men and women don't know that, for instance, you can go to college on an ROTC program.
Yeah.
They pay it all.
Yeah.
And they give you a monthly stipend, right?
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
If you and I had done that, my God, we'd have made admiral.
Exactly. So, you know, Roy Russell.
Yeah.
Roy Russell from the Sea Cadets or whatever. Familiar with him because his son is in my ROTC program.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I just encourage everyone to get involved. But, again, if you want to be a member, if you want to know more about Kappa Lambda Chi, go to militaryfraternity.com and look and read about what we're doing in the community. Don't just take our word for it. We're online. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Snapchat. We're on everything. Look, we're on Twitter, everything. Look for Kappa Lambda Chi. I just want to interject that.
And I also wanted to just go ahead. This is Brother Sanctified, by the way. Just wanted to go ahead and interject, too. I wanted to give a shout-out to all the Kappa Lambda Chi members and also Kappa Epsilon side members as far as the backpack and back-to-school drive that recently they just had. And it wasn't just in Dallas, but in all the other areas that we service and have chapters in. So just kind of let you know, too, is that they recently, most of the chapters recently, pretty much all the chapters participated in the back-to-school drive, which was backpacks, school supplies, things of that nature. So we definitely try to make sure we do our outreach in other ways, through mentorship, through father-daughter dance. Like for me, coming from Ada chapter, one thing we had worked on was the father-daughter dance. To be able to do those special moments with our children, because at times we do have to sacrifice that time for our children or for military and our children are the ones that suffer. So if we're not the example for our own households, we really can't be an example outside of our households.
Yes, sir.
So that's what we try to work on. And I do have to say that Ada chapter was chapter of the year for 2018. I was going to give that shout out to South Carolina. You know, I'm just saying. But no, on the real though, I mean, no matter what chapter we're in, it is a wonderful connection with brothers and also our sisters that put in a lot of hard work, a lot of time, a lot of sacrifice, and it's unselfish. And that's the biggest thing is that we don't look for nothing in return. All we look for is smiles, and we look for people to just have a good time and just be able to touch people and make an impression on them. Indeed. That's our biggest push right there.
And we can't forget our sisters. If there are veterans or there's actually those who are still in the military as well, right. If there are women veterans or women soldiers, women Marines, if you're looking to join the sorority, our sister sorority, Kappa Epsilon Psi, just go to their website, and that's militarysorority.com. Again, that's militarysorority.com, and you can see how you can join that organization as well. Also wanted to touch on what Brother Gravity said. A lot of children nowadays, they're not getting into, you know, the math and, as you so eloquently put it, STEM, science, technology, engineering, mechanics, and things of that nature, and math. So, again, try to mentor, you know, those children that are around you. You don't have to be a part of an organization to do that, but just reach down and talk to a child so that you can broaden their minds. Because later on, they're going to have to, you know, basically experience what they plan on doing while they're children. What you do now affects you in the future, yes. You know?
What you guys are servant leaders.
Yes.
You're showing the way to the next generation.
Indeed.
That's what's important because you're outstanding and then you're standing up. That's important for all of our children to see and hear.
You know I'm going to steal that, right?
Yeah.
Outstanding and standing up. I'm going to take that.
Okay. All right. That's good.
It's already
go for
MLC,
it.
Man.
Yeah.
Indeed. Oh, yes. Brother Jay's base. You have something?
So, again, if you're interested in getting information about Kappa Lambda Chi, right here in the DFW, we have an email, and it's kappalambdachi.dfw@gmail.com. Again, that's kappalambdachi.dfw@gmail.com. And we will answer your any questions. We have a brother Nima, who couldn't be with us today, but he will answer your questions regarding membership or anything if you would like to get involved or assist us with anything.
Now, because you're involved in ROTC,
yes, sir.
In the schools, Jabez, how can people get a hold of you to find out more about those ROTC programs? I think that's so important.
So I'll give you my email address directly in the school system, and it is Deshaun, DeySHuan, Shepherd, SHEPHERD, at FWISD.org. That's Deshaun Shepherd at FWISD.org. And that is my direct email, my work email, and I'll answer any questions that you have also, or I'll direct you in the right direction.
Now, my brother sitting here, you're in the process of helping people transition and go into the reserves from the active military side, because that was one of the biggest regrets I've got. I didn't transition from active duty Navy into the reserves, and there was a lot of things I missed. So tell us a little. We're both hitting. He's going to get hit in the face with the mic. This guy's a lot bigger than I am, man. So tell us, because that's really important. People don't realize the things they're missing out on in the reserves after duty.
Yeah, currently I'm currently stationed at Naval Air Station, Joint Reserve Base out in Fort Worth. And do you need to go to break real quick?
All right, just watch right there.
Okay.
So
as far as what I do, I'm Army Career Counselor for the reserves, and what I do is I help transition those that are in the IR, whether it be coming out of the Guard or whether it be coming from any other branch of service and you want to go ahead and continue your military service on the reserve side. But what I do know is after we come back from break, I'll go ahead and finish off with that, with some of the requirements for that as well.
How about that? That's what a great group of guys you brought in here.
They're outstanding. Outstanding. These are my brothers. These are my brothers.
Yeah. Well,
brothers from another mother.
I feel like I done hit the jackpot today. All right, this is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams, and we're going to be right back with Kappa Lambda Chi. What a great organization to keep you in the movement.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea, a trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pudge Rodriguez, Anthony Kim, Del Harris, so many people, former Dallas Cowboys, have given of their time to be a part of Nancy Lieberman Charity's Celebrity Golf Classic. Nancy Lieberman here. This day is certainly about friends, it's about fun, but it's also about philanthropy and giving. At our Golf Classic, your contributions, they benefit children that are served by us. We've sent 44 high school seniors to college the last 7 years. We've built 62 dream courts around the country, 25 in the Metroplex. So that's where your contributions go to. You get to high-five kids that you're helping and watch them receive iPads that will help them excel in the classroom. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylibermancharities.org and be a part of our team.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army retired.
Simplify, simplify, simplify. Leaders must simplify. They must understand the problem and simplify it so they can communicate it. If the idea is too complex, if the communication is too lengthy, nothing gets done. Leaders have to simplify the issues, make them clear to everyone they lead, and then get them to do what is necessary to accomplish the mission. I'm Colonel John Entel, American-Leadership.com.
Get the best night's sleep of your life with a MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, and you'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. 100% machine washable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. How can you lose? Go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
To Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for sticking with us. We're actually coming down to the closing minutes of the show. But I do want to give some shout outs. Tay Clark of the Lock Nation. Shout out to you, my brother. Rufus Miller. And we also have a Derek Smith who's tuning in to the program today as well. I can't get to everyone, but we really appreciate you guys tuning in today. In the studio today, we have brothers of the Kappa Lambda Chi Military Fraternity Incorporated, AU. And you guys are welcome back anytime, I'm telling you, because of what you guys are doing for the community, for the children. Folks are going to want to know. And right now, we're being broadcasted all over the world. on military bases.
Yeah,
doesn't matter what brand.
Next time we're going to get together, let's do a live remote from some really great soul food restaurant, because I grew up here in Dallas with the greatest cooks in the world, and man, I'm telling you, that's my kind of brotherhood, is coming together over a great meal.
Definitely. Brother Jabez, if you don't mind, we really want to drive this point home, you know, especially when it comes to community service and things of that nature. But what would be the contact information again for those who are interested in joining the organization?
Again, if you're interested in joining or just getting information about Kappa Lambda Chi Military Fraternity Incorporated and what we're doing, militaryfraternity.com. Again, militaryfraternity.com. That is our website. You go on there, you see everything that we have going, all our initiatives, everything, and even you can research membership. Also, if there are any women out there, women veterans currently serving Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, who would like some information about our sister sorority, Kappa Epsilon Psi Military Sorority Incorporated, go to militarysorority.com. That's, again, militarysorority.com, and you get all information. Our contact information here in DFW is Kappa Lambda Chi, that's C-H-I for Chi, DFW at gmail.com for any information about what's going on in DFW and membership here in DFW. If you would indulge me, I just want to talk. I will tell you something about these two great organizations. You know, there's still service to be had outside of the military, service to be done outside the military. That's whether you're mentoring youth or veterans. We have Under the Bridge Ministry in Augusta, Georgia. We have for homeless veterans, homeless altogether. We did a men's service home for the some homeless men or men who are trying to return back to society who had some issues with maybe drugs or alcoholism or stuff like that. And we're doing that all around the world, not just here in DFW, which I can tell you there's some great group of men and women here in DFW, but all around the world. And I want to talk to you about brotherhood and sisterhood. If you're looking for it, you'll find it here, right here in Kappa Lambda Chi.
Yes, sir.
Right here in Kappa Lambda Chi, you'll find that brotherhood and sisterhood in Kappa Epsilon Psi. I just want to reiterate the point.
That's important to plug in, because I think that we're going to have in September suicide prevention and mental health. I think when people are plugged in, that's the best suicide prevention right there. Wouldn't you guys agree?
Yes, sir. Yes, most definitely. Real quick, share with us what your line numbers are, brothers. Well, Brother Gravity.
Brother Gravity, I am the ace of my line.
All right.
Number one.
Shortest man ever. this is Brother Jabez. I am the Trey, or the three of my line, 3 of 13.
And this is Brother Sanctified, and every line can't be held down by the anchor. So I'm that number 15, infamous 15, because ain't that too many of us. So
outstanding.
And I'm left out.
No. Brother Kronos, I'm number 10, or X-Man of my line.
Brother Omnity, Super 7. 7 of 9 on my line.
Nasty 7.
All right, guys. We are so grateful for you to be here. This is Jim Blythe saying we have a special prayer for these brothers here and every brother and sister around the world. In Jesus' name, we pray that you stay safe, and thank you for keeping us safe as you go about your daily. And we're so thankful for all of those firefighters and police officers as well. So, Ron, we're going to be back in just a few minutes.
Right. Second hour.
Second hour. Great program. Thank you for bringing these brothers in. This has been an absolutely great meeting. And again, the Kappa Lambda Chi, people can go and find out about that. Great organization. Great opportunity. And thank you again. So, Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams, Kappa Lambda Chi. We're here for you on Lions for the Brave. So, tune in, join in, and plug in. And we'll be right back with Lieutenant General Mason right after these words from all of our partners and the beautiful Miss Nancy Lieberman. She'll be with us later this morning. We'll be right back for Alliance for the Brave, Part 2.
News, talk, weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas-Fort Worth. Big D Talk. The news starts now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. An airline mechanic stole an empty Horizon Air plane in Seattle and took off. He was chased by military aircraft before crashing into a nearby island. Police say the 29-year-old was suicidal and appeared to have acted alone. Horizon Air Chief Operating Officer Constance Van Mullen.
We believe it was taken by a single Horizon Air employee and that no other passengers or crew were on board. Shortly thereafter, it crashed near Keetron Island by South Tacoma.
The pilot, who was doing stunts in the air, told air traffic controllers he was a broken guy with a few screws loose.
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello. My name is Robert Farrell, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
A last-minute technical problem delayed NASA's planned launch of a special spacecraft.
As we picked up the count at T-minus 4 and got into terminal count, the team received a gaseous helium reg pressure alarm that kicked them out.
The launch countdown for the $1.5 million Parker probe was stopped with just 1 minute 55 seconds remaining. The probe will get closer to the sun than any other spacecraft. It's named after University of Chicago's Eugene Parker, who predicted the existence of solar wind 60 years ago. The Holy Wildfire near Los Angeles is threatening thousands of homes. KNX reporter Cooper Rummel.
The bizarre fire activity continues. It's called the Elsinore effect, as the winds allow flames to run, not crawl, run downhill. I've seen that happen plenty of times throughout the day. Fire crews have been working tirelessly protecting homes. Residents have watched from a distance, biting their nails, hoping their houses are spared.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Another Fox News personality is defecting. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Abby Huntsman will leave Fox to join ABC's The View. Huntsman's currently a co-host on Fox and Friends Weekend, but she'll join former Fox Newser Meghan McCain as a second conservative voice on the ABC Roundtable program. Huntsman will replace Sarah Haynes, who's announced she's leaving to co-host a newly added third hour of Good Morning America on ABC. Fox News confirming this Saturday and Sunday will be Huntsman's final weekend co-hosting Fox and Friends Weekend. The 32-year-old Huntsman is the daughter of former Utah Governor John Huntsman Jr., who was named ambassador to Russia late last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Religious leaders in Washington, D.C. are speaking out before this weekend's Unite the Right white nationalist rally gets underway. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Siva Subramanian with the United Hindu Jain Temples Association says every American comes from somewhere else.
All of us are immigrants, one way or the other. And so not recognizing it is beyond my intelligence.
After last year's violent gathering in Charlottesville, business owners are taking action for potential confrontations with the estimated 400 white nationalists and other attendees, whether that involves beefing up security, training staff to deal with aggressive patrons, or closing altogether. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country and the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air, everywhere around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, bringing you education, information, and communication to all who are serving, all who have served, and to our first responders. We're brought to you on the Armed Forces Radio Network and the USA Radio Network, and we're live streamed with us on Facebook for Alliance for the Brave. I'm Jim Blight, U.S. Navy Vietnam veteran, and joining me, my partner in crime and or evil, the always dapper and suave, Ron Abrams. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
Ron, this morning we've got a great interview that I recorded earlier this week with Lieutenant General Raymond Mason, the head of the Army Relief Agency. So, Phil, if you'd go ahead and plug in General Mason on that, I'd like for people to hear what is Army Relief and hear from General Mason. We're here with retired Lieutenant General Ray Mason, a great guy and the director of the Army Relief Agency, and his special staff, retired Colonel Eldon Mulis and retired Colonel Sean Woodbridge. Now, today we're going to discuss Army Emergency Relief's mission and one of their services that they provide to soldiers and their families when they do change of duty location. Welcome aboard, General Mason. Great to talk to you.
Hey, Jim, good morning. Top of the morning to you down there in the great state of Texas. We're up here in Virginia for lovers, and we're just happy to be on the Alliance for the Brave, 1160 on your AM dial. Probably stole some of your thunder, but great morning, and we're proud to talk to your audience.
By the way, General Mason, we're around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network.
So, yeah, that's awesome, the Armed Forces Radio around the world.
General Mason, tell us a little bit about the Army Relief Agency. It is so important, and it does so much for our active duty and retired military.
Absolutely. Yeah, Jim. We've been around since 1942. We were stood up there at the beginning of World War II by the Secretary of War, now called the Secretary of the Army, and the Chief of Staff, General Marshall. Our mission is to relieve financial distress on soldiers and their families when they face tough financial issues in their lives. And, of course, we've all been there at some point in our life. So since 1942, we've been the conduit through which over $2 billion in assistance has been provided to over almost 4 million soldiers, family members, retired, active duty, reserve, National Guard, surviving spouses, orphans. And about $1 billion of that has been since 9/11. So we're proud to be an organization that's the conduit. Those dollars come from soldiers, donations. We say every dollar is a soldier's dollar. It's our motto is soldiers helping soldiers, and we have a magnificent team here in Virginia of 24 of us at the headquarters. There are 270-plus what we call Army Emergency Relief officers located at over 70 locations around the Army. There are a team out there on Freedom's Frontier talking to soldiers and family members every day, and they are just absolutely magnificent.
You know, I remember when I was active duty military and how you guys were able to step in when someone had a death in the family and they didn't have the financial resources to get home and take care. What you do is so important. So let's talk a little bit more about what you're doing for the medically retired, active duty and retired soldiers and widows.
There's a number of programs we have, but you mentioned emergency leave, which is the single most important mission we have, and that's when an Army family, there's either a serious illness or a death, perhaps back home with mom and dad, brother and sister, and we've got to get the soldier and his or her family back home station. And so, therefore, we help them with that. In fact, this year we changed that policy to be, it starts off as a 50% grant, which a soldier doesn't have to pay back, and a 50% loan. And that may go to 100% grant, depending on the individual circumstances. And so that is a great safety net. Every young soldier that joins the Army knows that if something happens back home with their loved ones, we're going to get you back there. You'll be there to help out and to provide comfort and love to your family. So that's an important mission. We have a number of other programs we do, but that is absolutely single most important to us and,
now,
and the Army.
General Mason, one of the things that you and I talked about before is the permanent change of duty station, and that is so important, getting some help there. Can you talk to a little bit about that issue and how your organization helps out?
Sure, yeah. In fact, you know, I grew up in an Army family. My dad did 30 years in the military, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, a couple tours in Vietnam, retired in 70. So I grew up in an Army family. We moved about 15 times, and in my experience, I know Colonel Mullis and Colonel Woodbridge are here, moved multiple times as well. And then in my Army career, my wife and I and our two kids, we counted it up, we moved 18 times. Every one of those was both exciting, going to new places, meeting new people, but there was also a lot of stress, particularly when I was a more junior officer, say with my dad when he was originally an NCO and then became an officer. And so a lot of stresses happened. You know, you're having to sell houses, move, get to your new duty location. You've got to sign a lease, perhaps on a new place to live, new furniture, et cetera. So you can just imagine all those things. And that puts a lot of stress on a family. And so we're here to help for PCS kinds of permanent change of station moves, to help people when they initially get there, such things as hotels, food, accommodations, maybe initial furniture, initial appliances,
rent and deposit.
So one of the big things that Colonel Mullis just mentioned, and Eldon, why don't you talk a little bit about that? I think
sure. You know, when you move into a new location, the landlord wants a security deposit, and, you know, that's normally 1 month's rent and then 1 month's rent on top of that. A lot of our young soldiers don't have that kind of money. So they can come to Army Emergency Relief, and we'll give them the money that they need for the first month's rent and the first month's security deposit.
In fact, every year we do about $70 million in assistance between loans and grants, and about almost $20 million of that is PCS-type expenses. So you can see it is nearly a third of everything we do is helping soldiers and families during that tough transition time. It's tough on kids, those kinds of things. So absolutely, PCS is, as I said, both exciting, but certainly puts a cramp on your wallet, and we want to be there to help soldiers navigate that, get over that tough bump so they can get integrated with their new family, their new installation, their new unit, and get focused on their combat mission. But, by the way, one of the things I also say is that AER is really about combat readiness. So if a soldier is distracted by some kind of a financial issue, individually or in their family, they're not focused on their individual training, they're not focused on their unit mission, and therefore they're not focused on their combat mission, and we want soldiers to go into combat laser-focused on what they're doing and not have any distractors. So ultimately, our mission is combat readiness, to ensure a soldier is fully prepared to execute the mission, to close and destroy the enemy, and then come home safely back to their loved ones. And I think everybody you know, on the radio would agree that that is job one.
General Mason, you actually have people stationed on base who not only can provide the financial assistance, but they can provide some help in this relocation as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple things there, Jim. First off, as I did mention earlier, we've got about 270 great Army Emergency Relief Officers, and they're at all these Army bases around the globe. They're located inside of the Army Community Service, which is that organization within the Army that's really focused on sustainability, resiliency of soldiers and families. And most of our AEROs are also financial counselors. They're certified financial counselors. So it's the left and the right. It's the yin and the yang. We call it getting left of the boom, helping a soldier and a family before they get in a financial crisis to manage their budgets, to look at how they're allocating their family resources and making wise decisions. We've got these counselors that can help guide and advise soldiers and spouses and families how to navigate those tough financial issues out there. The other services are, we have great partnership. You mentioned Navy Marine Relief, United States Army Air Force, and Coast Guard. We meet all the time. We have agreements signed on mutual support. So one of the things I didn't realize before I joined AER about 18 months ago is any soldier, any military member across all four services can go into any other relief agency and be supported. So if a soldier's at Norfolk in the Tidewater area in Virginia, they can go into Norfolk Naval Base and be supported just as if they came to AER. And we move the money around behind the scenes, so it still would be Army money if it's a soldier. So that's always there. The other organization that is an incredible partner is the American Red Cross. You can call the American Red Cross 24/7, 365. They'll get in touch with one of our sergeant majors in our assistance branch, and we're going to wire that soldier, that family member money. Let's say, for example, they're going across country and their car breaks down, and they don't have the funds available, can't get access to funds. Get on the phone, call Red Cross. Red Cross 24/7 is going to call us, and we're going to figure out how to get you some money wired, probably Western Union, yep, that's exactly right. Not the Pony Express, but the Western Union.
General Mason.
Used to be the Pony Express.
I hear you.
Just shows my age, right?
No. This is not just for active duty. You also work with retired soldiers and medically retired soldiers.
Absolutely. So this is, you know, we call it soldier for life. So it is active duty in their families. It's retired soldiers in their families, wherever they are in the world. Come find a facility, get on the phone, get on our website, call us up, email us. We'll figure out how to help you out. It's medically retired, so perhaps you served 2 or 3 years, you got wounded in combat, or you were injured in a training event. If you're receiving a military medical retirement, you're also entitled to AER. It's surviving spouses, and we have a number of surviving spouses here around the United States that we help out on a monthly basis. Many of them are World War II spouses, and that predated the Survivor Benefit Program that currently exists, as well as the Soldier Group Life Insurance. Those didn't exist back in World War II, and a lot of these spouses are really finding it tough to make ends meet. So, you know, that greatest generation of World War II, we want to make sure we're there for the spouses. And then Reserve and National Guard, absolutely. If they are on active duty Title 10 orders for 30 consecutive days, they become eligible for AER. We can waive that 30-day requirement, which we did last year for the hurricanes and wildfires across the United States. We did over $3 million in grants for Reserve and National Guard families that lost everything. So, yeah, absolutely. It's a broad, and the other services, as I mentioned, are just like us in that particular case.
General Mason and Sean, where can you contribute that gives the most bang for the buck to help the servicemen and women? What's the website for AER, gentlemen?
Sure. Yeah, it's AERHQ.org. And let me do the military, Alpha, Echo, Romeo, Hotel, Quebec. Oscar Romeo Golf. Jeez, I still got it. What do you know? Some things
okay.
Is like muscle memory.
All right, Ray.
Yeah,
can you
absolutely, Jim?
Can you do it in Morris code? No. I tell you what. Let's do it. yeah. All right, Lieutenant General Mason, I and Sean, Colonel Sean Woodbridge, and Colonel Ellis. Thank you for being on board with Alliance for the Brave. Thank you for all you're doing for our active duty military.
All right, Jim. We'll talk to you later.
Back
After this, Jim Blythe, we're going to be right back after this word from all of our partners. That was great to hear about Army Relief. Ron, did you ever use Army Relief? Were you in the Army?
I did not, but I always contributed, though.
Combined
federal campaign.
Yeah, we did that when we were in the Navy. There is a Navy Marine Corps relief that also works with Army on our Joint Reserve Base here in Dallas, Fort Worth, and around the world. Army Relief, Navy Relief, and Marine Corps Relief is available to help all of our military. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. We'll be right back with Alliance for the Brave after these words from our partners.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea. A trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Are you looking for a company that works strictly in entertainment? Whether it's photography, videography, filmmaking, well, look no further. Check out Pete Persaud Entertainment. Pete Persaud Entertainment is local. It's local in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they have a ton of experience creating production from thought and vision to final product. For more information, go to PetePersaud.com. It's Pete, P-E-R-S-A-U-D.com. Or go to Pete Persaud Entertainment on Facebook. Life can be tough enough, and when we don't have someone that we can talk with about our day-to-day issues and problems and the things that we want in our life, it can be overwhelming. When we tend to look to our family and friends for all the answers, well, we normally come up short. It's time to talk to someone who not only cares, but can give you the clarity and honesty that you deserve. My name is Ashley Burgess. I'm a licensed therapist and life coach in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. For more information on me, go to AshleyBurgess.com. That's Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, and let's work together.
This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A in the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548. And our Homebridge company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Islam, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at AllianceForTheBrave.com.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army retired.
Adapt, improvise, overcome. Leaders must find a way or make one. Adapt, improvise, and overcome. Nothing can stop you. Leaders must adapt. They must improvise. They must overcome. Find a way or make one. Leaders are expected to do this. If you want to lead, this is what you have to do. I'm Colonel John Entel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
This is Jim. Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe with Alliance for the Brave. And if you hang on just a second, I've got Miss Lieberman. Nancy, we're trying to reach you on the other line here. Oh, okay. Just hang up and let Phil call you. He'll call you. All right. So that was Nancy Lieberman. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty, so they're connecting with her right now. Let me tell you about our next guest. This is an exceptional lady. This is a champion beyond all champions that I have ever met or ever known about. Nancy Lieberman, professional basketball player, professional basketball coach, Olympic athlete, absolutely beautiful lady, head of the Nancy Lieberman Charities, all of the things that she is doing to give back, and her level of energy is so amazing. I met her not too long ago. Wow, you talk about a firebrand, you talk about a great lady. That's why they call her Lady Magic. So right now, Phil is waving at me, and we still are trying to connect technically with Miss Lieberman. So let me go on and tell you a little bit about Nancy Lieberman. As I said, she is nicknamed Lady Magic, professional basketball player who played with the Women's National Basketball Association. Now, she currently works as an assistant coach for the Sacramento Kings and the National Basketball Association. She is absolutely powerhouse. Welcome, Nancy Lieberman.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. Now that I get to talk to you, I get two beautiful ladies in my life today. I can't imagine how blessed I am for that.
Well, that's a nice thing, right?
Yeah. Nancy, you're known as Lady Magic, but your history is so exciting. You go back to be an Olympic athlete. Tell us just a little bit about that and your background in history.
Well, obviously, you mentioned I played in the Olympics in 76 and 80. We won a silver medal in 1976, and that was the first year women's basketball was ever an Olympic sport. So I'm proud to be part of that first team, and I'm still the youngest Olympic basketball player ever, male or female. I was a senior in high school when I made the team, and I was a junior in high school when I was on the Pan American team. So it was pretty cool.
Your background is so amazing, as you followed your passion into basketball, and your family history is pretty amazing too. You had great-grandparents who did not survive the Holocaust. You had grandparents who had the tattooed numbers. They were Jewish in Europe. You got a tremendous amount of family, I think, background and support that drives you. But, Nancy, one of the most outstanding things you're doing is your Nancy Lieberman Charities. And I think we're going to get into in the next segment what you're bringing to the table. But tell us a little bit about the Nancy Lieberman Charities.
Well, my charity is about things that happened to me in my life. You know, I was a poor kid from a one-parent family. You know, no father, no food, no electricity. A lot of people have stuff. And for me, it was very important to be able to use basketball as a vehicle to help change my life or change the cycle of my life. And, I'm appreciative that, you know, we can send kids to college or we can give scholarships, build dream courts, give children iPads so they're on a level playing field academically and they're able to do homework. And we also have a backpack with school supplies and a mentorship program. So, you know, we're just trying to do our fair share to help kids. We can't cure cancer or diseases, but we can take good, solid kids that just, you know, need a hand up in life because they're going to be the future. And so we're a generation now. We're helping generation next, you know, educationally, athletically, and through health.
That, I think, is one of the most important causes and passions. When we come back, I want to talk about your Nancy Lieberman Charity Golf Tournament that's coming up and some of the great people you've got with that. And we'd also like to delve into more about what you're doing, because I understand a little bird told me you're taking a group down to Fort Hood and working with some of our military families down there. So we're going to be excited to be talking with Nancy Lieberman when we come back with these words after, from all of our partners. This is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams, and we are here for you on Alliance for the Brave, bringing you education, information, and communication, and a beautiful champion, Miss Nancy Lieberman. We'll be right back on Alliance for the Brave.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. An airline mechanic stole an empty Horizon Air plane in Seattle and took off. He was chased by military aircraft before crashing into a nearby island. Police say the 29-year-old was suicidal and appeared to have acted alone. Horizon Air Chief Operating Officer Constance Van Mullen.
We believe it was taken by a single Horizon Air employee and that no other passengers or crew were on board. Shortly thereafter, it crashed near Keetron Island by South Tacoma.
The pilot, who was doing stunts in the air, told air traffic controllers he was a broken guy with a few screws loose.
I got a lot of people that care about me, and it's going to disappoint them to hear that I did this. I would like to apologize to each and every one of them.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pudge Rodriguez, Anthony Kim, Del Harris, so many people, former Dallas Cowboys, have given of their time to be a part of Nancy Lieberman Charity's Celebrity Golf Classic. Nancy Lieberman here. This day is certainly about friends, it's about fun, but it's also about philanthropy and giving. At our Golf Classic, your contributions, they benefit children that are served by us. We've sent 44 high school seniors to college the last 7 years. We've built 62 dream courts around the country, 25 in the Metroplex. So that's where your contributions go to. You get to high-five kids that you're helping and watch them receive iPads that will help them excel in the classroom. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylieberman charities.org and be a part of our team.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea. A trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Thank you.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now, back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe, and I have the beautiful Lady Magic with me. Nancy, tell us a little bit more about your fantastic golf tournament that's coming up in September and where people can go to either sign up or join up and be a part of that. Hello, Nancy. You still with us? All right. Apparently, we've had another technical difficulty. It's called Phonus Interruptus. The 7th Annual Nancy Lieberman Charity Celebrity Golf Classic. You just heard the commercial for that. And they raise money for all kinds of charities for children for the Nancy Lieberman Charities. And you can go look that up online. What's really cool is some of the celebrities that she's going to have. Nancy, welcome back. Sorry we seem to be having some technical difficulties. I guess they're just overwhelmed by your magic.
Well, thank you for being so nice and kind, but let me tell you how amazing the athletes, celebrities, and just people in the community are. You know, we've had Annika Sorenstam play, we've had, you know, Anthony Kim, you name the Dallas Cowboy that has come out there to be a part of what we're doing. The Metroplex is really kind of cool with so many people wanting to help, be philanthropic, show up. You know, you get a chance to get on the course, have some fun, make some friends, reacquaint yourself with old friends. And it's all in the name of raising money to give it to kids for education. You know, things that I talked about before, you know, education and health and mentorship, and so they have the proper technology in the classroom. And it's just important, and we feel so much gratitude to be able to help kids. And they don't have to know who I am. They don't have to know who Tony Romo is or Too Tall Jones or, you know, any of, you know, the Dallas Cowboys. They just have to know that people love them and care about them and that we're all pulling together to try and help them so they have a different future. I mean, I was one of those kids, and if people, when I was growing up in New York, if people didn't help me and, you know, give me an opportunity, I'm not on this call, and I'm just paying it forward the way I should to help the next generation, and I'm excited to be able to do it through our golf tournament. You know, it's fun. You get to play, bring your corporate team out, and just be a part of our family and see what we do for children.
I tell you what, I wouldn't mind being Too Tall Jones caddy. Let me tell you, that is one of the great. I've met him 2 or 3 times. What a great man he is, along with Tony Dorsett, Emerson Walls, and you've got a character on there, Burton Gillian. I've met him.
Hysterical, man.
You know, comedic actor. Nobody can see the movie Blazing Saddles without knowing Bertram. So you're going to have a really great group of people, and the money you raise. Now, we're going to be talking about this. The money you raise goes for all these children's things. I'd like for you to describe or tell us a little bit more about Dream Courts, because I'd never heard of that before, and I think that's one of the coolest things I've ever heard anybody doing, building Dream Courts. Please tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Dream Courts, it's an outdoor play space. It's a safe play space. We build these beautiful parks in communities, and we gift them. And we're working hand in hand with law enforcement. And we want to have a place where young kids can be, like I said, in a healthy, safe environment, learning how to compete you know, looking at other people who don't look like them. They could be white or black or, you know, Asian or Muslim or a Christian or Jew. It doesn't matter, girl or boy. But when you get on the court, all of a sudden they become your teammates. And that's the life that I know. You know, I was not discriminated against as an athlete because it's a very unique bond, and there's blind faith and trust. And that's what we're trying to do, not only for the kids, but now we're trying to help build that, you know, bridge and communication between law enforcement and children in the community. I mean, when I was growing up in New York, the police officers were our heroes, not our adversaries. And, you know, we're seeing that kids that are now playing on a dream court, and we call it a dream court because it was my dream to be on a court because there was less judgment of a, you know, a little white girl, you know, playing in the park or playing in Harlem. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to change the narrative, and we're trying to bring people together. It's been a wonderful thing for us to be able to do. And it, the Kids and Cops Dream Court started with, you know, former Chief Brown, David Brown, after the shootings here in Dallas. We've put over 500 basketballs in the trunks of police officers' community cruisers. They get out of the car, they see a kid on the court, they throw them a basketball, maybe rebound for a few minutes for the young person. And now you start building some trust and some awareness, and you just, anywhere you can, you just try and find some compatibility. And, you know, so like I said, we have 64 of them open right now. We have 2.5 million kids around the country playing on dream courts. And the really wonderful thing is that those kids are staying out of the mental health place. They're showing up at school the next day. They have something that they can believe in. And we're just, like I said, we're just trying to do our part to help. And I can't do it alone. Look, I'm a point guard. I can't win a championship by myself. And we need people who have a heart for children and for philanthropy and making a difference. You know, when I played basketball, I didn't want to just play basketball. I wanted to change the game, not just play the game. And I had this conversation yesterday with Julius Erving. We're both coaching in the Big Three League with Ice Cube. And I was doing his podcast, and we were talking about, you know, my charity. And we both agreed, you know, we wanted to be different, and we wanted to leave a lasting effect. You know, our legacy is not about us. It's about what you do for other people. And it's very meaningful.
That is the way we ought to be. Building legacies, changing the world, building bridges, not tearing each other apart. And what you do is so terribly important. And when you talk about changing the world, Nancy Lieberman, Lady Magic, you did change the world. You changed the world. Women's basketball, the first professional basketball coach, correct? An Olympic athlete. You changed the world. Not a skinny little kid from New York, but a truly great champion. And I think that's what people need to know when they're going to support the Nancy Lieberman charities. It's about making those changes. So where can people again go to sign up for the charity golf tournament? Where can they find out more about the Nancy Lieberman charities?
You can go to nancylibermancharities.org, see our programming, see if there's something that hits your heart and connects to you. At best, you become one of our teammates. At worst, you just know a little bit more about us beyond me being a basketball player or a coach. Or you can call our office at 972-473-2121, and we'll send you information and We love what we do. I mean, I feel so blessed to be able to do what we do for kids. It's the greatest feeling in the world. You know, I always thought I wanted to be the greatest basketball player ever. And I realize now that the good Lord had different plans for me. And I couldn't be happier with helping kids, you know, some we know, some we don't know, but to be able to affect their lives.
Nancy, a point of a champion is how you define the world's greatest basketball player. I'd define you as right up there at the very, very top because of all of the things you're doing. Not just because you're the point guard, but you're the point of the spear in making changes. I'd like to make that point.
Well, that's really nice of you, and I appreciate that. And yes, point guards, it's not, you know, do you make you good, is do you make other people around you good? But I was very lucky. When I thought I was hopeless and helpless as a kid, I fell in love with this man at 10. I met him at 19, and he changed my life, and it was Muhammad Ali. And he was in my life until the day that he died. He promised me he'd be with me every step of the way. He was one of my closest friends, and he taught me a long time ago, there's two people in life. There's givers and there's takers, and you want to be a giver. And I never forget, through all these years, from the time I was 19 and we met, to the day we buried him in Louisville, you know, I want to be a giver. I don't want to be a taker, and I want to surround myself with people who are of like mind. So that's just kind of how I roll on a day-to-day basis. I'm very blessed. I've had an amazing career. And some days I just scratch my head and go, how did this happen to me? So I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm the right girl for the right job. I know that.
You float like a butterfly, but I imagine on the basketball court, you can sting like a bee as well, right?
I try to. I probably have a little bit of an edge. Obviously, playing against men my whole life, but I love it, and they've championed me and protected me and thrown their wing over me on so many different occasions. So we're just doing the same thing. As they say, we're paying it forward. And it's not like I woke up, a month ago as a, older athlete and had a moment of clarity in my life and said, I've been given a lot. Let me give something back. Every one of the programs that we have at my charity happened to me, whether it was education or playing or, mentorship or backpacks, things of that nature. It's real. We didn't just make this stuff up. It's stuff that is real. I get it with kids. I understand. Look, there are rich kids in Dallas, Texas who, have depression, who want to kill themselves. I have more parents that call me and tell me about their kid and their kid try to cut themselves or kill themselves while I talk to them. These people need to be loved and cared for and understood. And as parents, we need to hear them and listen to them and not judge them. It's so important that we understand how they feel, and then we can impart our experience and wisdom. But some of them just need to be covered up in love and understanding.
Well, you've got to be the champion in doing it that way, Nancy, without a doubt. You've given so much back. And again, I want, for those people maybe just joining us, this is Nancy Lieberman we're talking to, Lady Magic. Absolutely world-class basketball champion, athlete, coach, motivational speaker. If you want to have probably one of the greatest speakers come and speak to your organization, I'm going to make a personal pitch. Go to Nancy Lieberman and take a look, because I did. What a great motivational speaker. And she's talking from her experience, from the heart. And when you say an older athlete, I resemble that remark. I'm older than you are, but boy, let me tell you, I've met you. You don't look that
old. I'm happy you're older. I'm happy you're older than me. Anybody who's older than me, I am very, very happy. But I do love public speaking. I do a lot of it all around the world. So it's again, I have a great life, and I appreciate every day. Every day there's people that inspire me as well.
You lift us all up. So one more time, again, the Nancy Lieberman Charity's 7th Annual Golf Tournament. It's going to be at the Lakes at Castle Hills. And the date for that is going to be September the 17th. Is that correct, Nancy?
It is. It is. I'm excited. It's a beautiful course. It's a private course. It's owned by, the family of Bum Bright, who used to own the Dallas Cowboys. and it's our new home for the next 3 years. And we're so super excited to be out there and bring our family, you know, of supporters to this extraordinary course. And I promised them I wouldn't damage it, by the way. I think they took my word for that.
Okay, so you're going to bring the golf balls, and some of the rest of us can bring some basketballs for you to sign, right?
Absolutely.
All right, this is the beautiful Nancy Lieberman telling us about her charities and her golf tournament. Tell you what, Nancy, bless you so much. Have a great day. Thank you for getting off the plane and being on the air with us. Thank you for all you do nationwide in bringing us together. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams, and we'll be right back after these words. And God bless you, Nancy, and good afternoon.
Thanks.
AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by Grapevine Power Sports. In 1889, the J.E. Faust store opens on Main Street. It's now Grapevine's oldest remaining brick building. Eggs sell for 10 cents per dozen. Butter is 20 cents per pound. And chickens are $2.50 a dozen.
I'm Aaron McWhorter with Grapevine Power Sports. When I bought the dealership, I came in to buy a four-wheeler. They were a freestanding Kawasaki dealership. And I said, Dennis, I don't mean to pry. Are you interested in selling this place? And he said, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but we're fixing to put it on the market. I said, Dennis, I'll take it. In the last 3 years, we've done 60% increase. The mayor's a customer of mine. The city manager's a customer of mine. A lot of friends that live here still. The small town feel right in the middle of the big metroplex.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov. Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today. Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. From 17 through 24 October 2018, we'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. Join me on this trip. We're going to go to Korea.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pud Rodriguez, and Anthony Kim have enjoyed themselves at the Nancy Lieberman Charities Celebrity Golf Classic. This is Nancy. This day is about friends, fun, and philanthropy. At this tournament, your contributions benefit the children served by Nancy Lieberman Charities. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancyliebermancharities.org and be a part of our team.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army retired.
Leaders pull, bosses push. Every one of us has had a boss. You don't like to be pushed. Americans don't like to be pushed. Texans particularly don't like to be pushed. Remember, as a leader, if you push people, they're going to resist. Try to pull them instead. Leaders pull, bosses push. Leaders bring people to them. Leaders bring people to them and inspire them and get them to do things because they want to do it. Leaders pull, bosses push. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe with Ron Abrams. Hey, Ron, we've got a really great friend of mine. We've got the leader that we are blessed to have his guidance, Colonel John Entel. Welcome aboard.
Jim, thank you very much for having me on the show. And, Ron, how are you this morning?
I am outstanding, Colonel. How about yourself?
Outstanding. Great to talk with both of you.
Hey, John.
Well, as you know, you go ahead.
Right now, on everybody's mind, North Korea, what's going on in Korea, so terribly important. You've put together a fantastic opportunity so people can get a firsthand experience. I want to jump right in because we're limited on time and have you talk about what a great opportunity you've put together.
Well, thank you, Jim. Thank you. Thomas Jefferson once said that a well-informed citizenry is the best defense against tyranny. Well, if you want to know more about the issues today, particularly the most one of the most important issues in our national security arena, it's Korea. It's the situation between North and South Korea, between America and Korea and the United States and China and all of that. And we're going to go to Korea on the 17th through the 24th of October, and all of you are invited. Anyone who wants to come, all you need to do is call in to Alliance for the Brave or go to the website, allianceforthebrave.com. You'll see a place where you can get on there to get on the Korean trip, and you can follow the links to that, and you can contact us and get going, and you can contact me. So I'm very interested in having those people who are interested in the Dallas area coming on this trip so they can talk to American soldiers, visit the demilitarized zone, go to the truce talk area, actually be at the place where the truce was signed in 1953 and where Kim Jong-un and Moon, the president of South Korea, just met in April, and probably where the peace treaty will be signed, and who knows, maybe where someday President Trump will be with a peace brought about because of negotiation and all the efforts that we've been doing in the last few years. Now, right now, we don't know where it's going to go. So if you have a chance to get to Korea and see this, you're going to have firsthand experience. It's going to be great. We are going to stay at a wonderful hotel on the U.S. Army garrison. So you'll be staying in the Dragon Hill Hotel, which is an American hotel in the middle of Seoul. And Seoul is an amazing city. Seoul makes Shanghai look shabby. It's 28 million people, modern, has the best airport in the world, according to airport ratings. So we're not talking about something like a scene out of MASH. We're talking a beautiful, brand-new city. We're also going to see the culture of Korea and visit some of the wonderful palaces that they had. We're going to go on a shopping extravaganza, and we're going to see some of the history of the Korean War. I'll be taking you through as a military historian and talking about the Incheon invasion and General MacArthur and the Korean War, and you'll have an opportunity to learn and grow. So if you want to learn more, if you want to expand your horizon, go to allianceforthebrave.com and sign up for our Korea trip.
And Colonel Antal, you're going to be leading this. This is going to be not only a phenomenal experience to enjoy that culture, see these places, but you're going to learn a heck of a lot from a man who has been there, done that, and participated as a colonel in the United States Army.
Well, thank you, Jim. We're going to put our best into this, and I look forward to touching the hearts of everyone who comes with us on this and giving you an opportunity to learn and grow, not only in understanding Korea, understanding the national security situation, but also learning about yourself. We're going to talk about leadership. When we talk about, for instance, what's going on between North and South Korea now, between the negotiations, we're going to be talking a lot about leadership. When we talk about Incheon and MacArthur, we're going to talk about leadership, and you're going to grow and learn from that. So there's
right.
stuff that will help you be better in your family, in your business, in anything.
All right. This is Jim Blank with Colonel Antal. I want to say thank you so much, Colonel Antal. I also want to say a prayer for all of our active duty and around the world, from Korea to San Diego to wherever you are. Thank you for all you do for this wonderful nation and keeping us safe. Ron, thank you for being on board with your fraternity. How great is that? We're going to be right back next Saturday, and I've got General Buchanan, who is the head of the 5th Army. So we'll be back next week. Stay tuned for Pete Prashad, great friend of mine. What a wonderful man. We'll be right back with Pete Prashad after these words.